Gun rights activists in Washington state yesterday filed a federal lawsuit against portions of Initiative 594. Voters approved I-594 last month. It requires background checks on all gun sales within the state and online. But activists believe some of the language in that law is unconstitutional. Dave Workman is a senior editor with GunMag.com. It's a publication of the Second Amendment Foundation, one of the plaintiffs in this lawsuit. Workman says the problem is the language of the law is not clear enough.
It is beginning to appear to a lot of people that nobody can really define what transfer means, although there's a definition of it in the initiative, and that language is now law. But there are a lot of concerns that transfers, the term may be overreaching. It's very confusing. So I guess the question is about whether or not this is constitutionally vague.
There are some specific exceptions written into 594 about lending a gun, for example, if there's an emergent personal safety issue, or you can lend a gun to a family member, hunting, antiques. What would you like to see? I mean, I know you wouldn't like the measure at all, but what kind of language would you like to see in this that would satisfy you?
Well, I think that what Alan Gottlieb proposed back in 2013 and again tried to push forward with his opposing Initiative 591 certainly explained where he's coming from on this issue. The exemptions in I-594 are extremely narrowly written. They're far more narrow than a lot of people seem to imagine. They involve bona fide gifts, not necessarily loans to family members. The business about loaning a firearm to another person for an emergency, it's not determined how long a time period that emergency would be allowed to exist, if it's for 24 hours or for a week or maybe just overnight. That's not explained in here either. So I think that's another part of the challenge that suggests to a lot of people this is a little more broad than some people might believe. It, you know, there's a lot of issues here in the lawsuit. 31 pages is what it took to explain the concerns about this new law and why so many people have joined as plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
I'm speaking with Dave Workman. He's the senior editor with thegunmag.com, which is a publication of the Second Amendment Foundation, one of the plaintiffs in this lawsuit filed yesterday. So you have this pretty lengthy lawsuit. The state attorney general says he hasn't read it all yet, so he's not commenting. But I'm wondering, is this it? Or if you don't get the result you want, will we see more lawsuits?
Well, it's hard to predict. You know, this lawsuit is probably going to take up most of the Second Amendment Foundation's time. I know there is currently discussion about other lawsuits that might come at the state level regarding the collection of a use tax and non-collection of a sales tax. And there are also some other state-level issues that would have to be sorted out in a separate lawsuit. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see who files that kind of an action in the state court.
I know that the state legislature has to wait 2 years after an initiative to make any big changes in it. But do you expect state lawmakers to take up this issue this year?
Well, I think there's a possibility that some state lawmakers will propose changes in existing state law that could provide some relief from Initiative 594. And, you know, that's being looked at. I'm not really privy to any of the discussions going on because I'm not a lobbyist. I'm just a reporter. And they haven't come to me to say, hey, you know, Dave, what do you think about this? they're working kind of behind the scenes right now. The legislature convenes, what, in about 2 weeks? And then I think we're going to see what happens there.
Dave Workman is a senior editor with GunMag.com. It's a publication of the Second Amendment Foundation. We reached out to Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson for comment on this. He wrote us back and said, and I quote, "My legal team has not yet seen the complaint. As Attorney General, I look forward to vigorously defending the will of the voters and upholding Initiative 594.